And it's kind of funny because I was listening to the BFO this morning, mm-hmm. and he was talking about Daniel's birthday.
Yeah.
And he was talking about 57. Big Fatty's 57.
Yeah.
I think he is only 10 years older than Daniel Brewer.
Yeah.
And so he was talking about
only.
Only 10 years. Only 10 years. And I thought about it. I was like, you know, they're still young.
Not even in dog years, dear.
Oh, okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Only.
Only.
Only,
okay.
Only 10 years. Only 10 years.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1690 of the BFO for Wednesday the 16th of July 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I got a couple of voice letters, but that's it. And I had a Big Fatty, what are you going to do? I don't know. Hello, Carolus. Big Fatty, here we come. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, we're in the second half. The second half of Crema in July. And y'all, you know, like I've said, it just keeps zooming along. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, let's see. I think that's all I wanted to say in the beginning. Yes, Big Fatty, that's probably plenty.
Happy New Year!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hello, this is a message for Mr. Brewer, Mr. Daniel Brewer. I can't wait to hear the episode that you're on with what's their names? The Greetings from Nowhere. But anyway, what I was going to say is I feel like you don't necessarily enjoy a hiatus. So I was thinking maybe you could have a podcasting podcast, how to podcast, like maybe just one between now and what is the date today? July 11th. Maybe you could have like July 22nd and August 12th and September 2nd, like three sessions of how to podcast and what, you know, I'm just thinking maybe if Hat wants to do another mailcast, I think we could probably work on our audio and maybe I could learn the process because maybe there's something I could do over here because I could buy probably affordable, cheaper equipment or something. I mean, I'm just thinking about you mostly, like if you're bored and, you know, you're like so great. I mean, you really are, I think. Like great, like helpful, great, you know, and knowledgeable. So basically what we would be doing is we'd be stealing your knowledge and probably not paying you or anything. And you would be facilitating learning sessions to improve the audio quality of, I'm like sounding so professional. I gotta go. I can't take it.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that 2-minute call. It helped Big Fatty. It helped fill up your show today. I could use about 10 more of those. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, we appreciate you calling in. Even though your message was for that Daniel. Biba. But, you know, you can't call his show because he's on hiatus. And so you just keep them coming, Miss. Who are you, Miss Bacon? B, really, how did you forget who it was? I don't know. Poor Rick Warner.
Hey, fat one. This is not the Bacon. This is Gary in Albuquerque, not in Phoenix. I just was listening to your show this morning, and you wanted some content for your Friday show while you're at the Hara Hotel. Can you play? Go ahead and play the Ask Big Fatty question, and then you need to play the Gentleman Caller music too. Okay.
Rick Carter, tell me about the Hara.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are Axe Big Fatty question today. Big Fatty, shouldn't you be saving this for Friday, I guess? But I got nothing today either. Y'all, our question today is from Gary in Albuquerque. Big Fatty, when did he move from Phoenix? I'm not sure, but Gary, what's your question?
So my question is, after you play the music, how close is your closest Grindr contact Ben that you've had fun with on Grindr? And then now, as you play the music for the Gentleman Caller, I had a Gentleman Caller last night that was 43 feet away from me when he contacted me. Needless to say, it didn't take you too long to get here. Anyway, enjoying your show and can't wait to see you in at the Pride 48 in a couple of months. So have a good day and have fun at the Hara Hotel this weekend. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Gary in Albuquerque. Big Fatty, I'm still worried that he's moved away from Phoenix. Well, maybe he's just changed his name. I'm sure he's still in Phoenix. But Gary, first of all, thank you so much for the call, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm not playing this call on Friday as you intended, but... I gotta play it when I need it. Big Fatty, you need it. You need it bad. But, Gary, this is an excellent question that you've raised about gentlemen callers being on the Grin Doctor. And I'm happy to, But now, Gary, even though the music has stopped, I'm going to go ahead and answer your question. I've had similar experiences on the Grin Doctor where they've been very close by. You run into gentlemen callers, you see them, and you know the Grin Doctor. Sometimes the distance is not as good as it thinks it is. I've had many a gentleman caller within a mile, many more. Less than a mile, and it all depends on where you are. If you're out in the middle of bumfuck, any language. If you're out in the center of bumfuck, much better. Y'all, we're going to get so much trouble over that one. Beef, Fatty, you get in trouble over all of them. Anyway, y'all, I'm looking at the auxiliary rat here, and y'all, we have got some big red raid. Moving into the area, and lots of lightning and everything. Y'all, it was dark and gloomy all afternoon, but we hadn't had the rain yet, but it's moving this way. But anyway, Gary, back to your question. The Grin Doctor is not necessarily great on telling you the distance, but it gives you, I think it gives you a rough estimate of how close they are and things like that. And remember, you have to remember also it's by how the bird flies. It's not via roads or anything like that. That can be deceiving as well.
But Gary, congratulations to you. You know, it was the full moon this past weekend, and hopefully that was a good thing. You know, that paid off for you. You're normally Big Fatty has a little more luck during the full moon, but y'all, it was a famine. It was just a famine this year. So. Anyway, but y'all, while I'm thinking about Gary, Gary is in charge of the swag bags that we have out there at the Pride 48, and y'all, I just want to remind folks that that if you want to include something in the swag bag, get in touch with Gary. If you get in touch with Big Fatty, I'll put you in touch with Gary, and you know, get your swag together. We're probably looking at about 100 pieces for swag bags, you know, we'll update you on that. But if you're having something specially made, now's the time to do it, because y'all, quite frankly, it's going to be here before you know it. You know, it's only about 2 months. To this weekend, it'll be 2 months to the Pride 48. And y'all, 3 weeks from this coming Saturday is Dr. Stone's celebration of exiting the birth canal. So y'all, if you're planning on ordering his traditional birthday cashews, y'all, you probably ought to get your order in, because y'all, there's usually a rush on cashews around this time of year. So anyway, y'all, I want to tell you, Big Fatty has already ordered his swag. I did it yesterday, and y'all, I'm real pleased with what I've got this year. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but let's just say it'll be useful swag. Big Fatty, that's a surprise.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that Peter G calling in for your content on Friday. And I have an Ask Big Fatty question, kind of a vulgar one.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our second Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Peter G out there in the Bay Area. So nice to name you twice. Peter G, share your vulgarity with me. Yes, Big Fatty.
Okay, so Big Fatty, you know, over the years, I have participated in a couple of puppet shows as I answered on my census form back when. And both as the puppet itself and the puppeteer. And I have to tell you, Big Fatty, it was enjoyable, but there always seems, especially if you're the puppet, there's a lot of, preparation that has to go into it. You know, you got to clear the runway there and then, or not eat anything for the day before. And it seems like a lot of bother, frankly. So my question to you is, Big Fatty, have you ever been in a situation as the master puppeteer that you are, where you have encountered a puppet who has not completely cleared the runway? And what would be your response in that scenario? If that has ever happened? Okay, so there you go. There's a vulgar asked Big Fatty question. Because let me tell you, I mean, I thought you know, you're done. And then, you know, all of a sudden the grilled cheese sandwich from 1978 plops out. So, you know, it seems like, oh, when was this going to be done? It didn't seem like it was worth it, frankly. I mean, although I did enjoy it, it was a lot of preparation. A lot more preparation than for the regular humpity bumpity, if you know what I mean. Okay, those are my questions. Bye, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, gosh. Peter G, that may be the longest Axe Big Fatty question I've ever had. I've never had the music run out. Big Fatty, it's unbelievable. But Peter G, thank you so much. I needed a long question today. Of course, you intended this to be on the far right day, little show, and obviously I needed it on the hump day, little show. But anyway, Peter G., first of all, thank you for calling. It's lovely to hear your voice, and looking forward to seeing you out there at the Pride 48 in just a couple of months. And by the way, this is an excellent question, I'm happy to answer it, and I maybe knew that you had been a participant in a puppet show before, but I did not realize you had been the puppet. And Big Fatty has only been the puppeteer. So I do have some experience with this, and I think that, if you're going to be the puppeteer and the puppet, you've got to kind of go into it with the right frame of mind. The old saying, shit happens. And Big Fatty, I knew I shouldn't have had Cocoa Puffs. Sometimes... despite your best efforts as a puppet, things happen. And, y'all, it's one of those things that, if you're going to be the puppeteer, you got to realize sometimes you get your hands dirty. Big Fatty, please! I think that for the most part, everyone tries to do their best, and generally, if I'm doing this, and we have a little bit of a problem, a lot of times, you'll have a lot of water. Just kind of up in there, and it gets a little drippy and all that kind of thing. So it's always nice to have a roll of paper towels right there when you're doing that. Just to de-juice it a little. Big Fatty, please. But it happens from time to time. But if everybody's trying their best to make it work the way it's supposed to work, so it's enjoyable for everyone, you can't get mad if something goes wrong every now and then. I mean, that even happens for Humpty Bumpty. Sometimes you think you're ready for Humpty Bumpty, and it's like, oh, and it's. Excuse me just a second, I need to run to the toilet. Something doesn't feel quite right, and it may be just fine, and other times you made it to the toilet just in time. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, that's just all part of it, and you have to go in with an open mind and realize that sometimes things aren't going to happen the way you expect them to happen, and there you have it. Now, y'all, I could really use, I don't have any more voice letters, y'all, and I really could use, I'm saving these cans. By the way, I got another can today from that Gus Chad, but y'all, he said don't open them until next week. So I've got to save them, but I've got three cans to open on Friday. But y'all, I got to have something more. So y'all, some voice letters or something sent over there to Spot and Big Fatty would be lovely. Just lovely. And Lord only knows what I'm going to do for the Thursday show. Big Fatty, you're just not prepared. Y'all, it's just been one of those weeks. One of those weeks. Y'all, speaking of one of those weeks, y'all, today, hump day, the new Orange Hat starts. And, y'all, it's going to be an interesting ride is all I got to say. I think it'll be just fine, but it's going to be an interesting ride. So we'll see how it goes. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, lovely hump day. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there. It's It's All About Med. And y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty being 57 years old. And y'all, I was sitting here trying to figure that up. Because, Ed said that's even old in dog years. And y'all, I was trying to figure out. And y'all, it's more than eight dog years.
Only
Only 10 years.
Oh, no, no, no. It's 8. It's not 10 dog years.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.